My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in one of his letters, Saint Francis de Sales describes a custom of a farm people in his region. When they carry water in a bucket, they float a piece of wood on the water to keep it from splashing about and spilling over the sides. And that piece of wood is a lot like Jesus. And the splashing water is a lot like life. Whenever those waters of life splash about, whenever they get too stormy, we need only to introduce Jesus into the situation. My dear brothers and sisters, in our life, in our everyday life, we got so many storms that bothers us and terrifies us. A partner, for example, will say, "I will leave you. I'm done with you." Probably sons and daughters who have trouble in the school. Probably you have your trouble with your neighbor. And the job that you have is no longer necessary. Lots of storm that comes to our life terrify us. My dear brothers and sisters, and we need only to have Jesus in our lives. As in the gospel, Jesus comes near the boat and said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus will calm the stormy waves and restore the serenity of our lives as he did for the disciples in today's gospel. Every day we have problems. If you put Jesus in your life, he will always say to you, "Do not be afraid, it is I. I am there with you. I have risen to give you new life." The question for us today, my dear brothers and sisters, is this: when was the last time a spiritual or emotional storm threatened our own peace of soul? When was the last time a spiritual or emotional storm threatened our own peace of soul? There is a saying, and I quote, "Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some storms come to clean your path and give you a fresh start." Amen.